Afternoons with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon Delight.
All right, let's go. Hour number four on a Thursday, getting a little closer to Texas and Oklahoma. A lot of great folks coming by to see us at HEB. Earlier, we had a lady walking out with literally a snake around her neck, and now one of our great listeners comes by with the dog. We got a lot of great animals today.
Yeah, we do.
Just got to see Charlie over there. It's very nice.
That snake, though, that's pretty hardcore.
That was a beautiful animal. I would never own it. But
it was a big snake, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was a thick snake.
It was big. She had a look on her
Save
face
the text.
Like she was really cool owning a snake. And I
yeah,
thought, good no, for you.
She, boy... Yeah, just with the tats and the smile and the snake, I bet you she's fun.
You'd be signing up for an adventure, brother.
Yes,
signing up for an adventure.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
No doubt about it. All right, we are at HEB on 79. Got an hour to register for the Coors Light Silver Bullet seats for the Kansas game. Right now, let's see if we can help you with your fantasy football issues. Not us, J.D. Lewis. We'll help you with your fantasy football issues. J.D., how is life, sir?
The life is good, guys. Just counting down the days. So, hanging out, trying to get the final few items taken care of and off the checklist before the little ones here.
That's right. Second child is going to be born next week for JD and his lovely wife, which means they go from a zone to an aggressive man-to-man. We certainly wish him well. JD, let's jump right in here. We'll start with a trade question. Somebody asked.
I'm worried about that, though, if it's JD's kid. JD will shoot a zone out.
Well, that's true. JD can work either zone or man-to-man. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. So this says, JD, should I trade Allen Robinson and Philip Lindsay for LeSean McCoy and Will Disley?
No, I think you're giving up too much in that trade. I think LeSean McCoy is kind of fading a little bit, and that that really is a running back by committee backfield that nobody really is taking advantage of and taking over the carries. And Damian Williams get most of the carries there. So, no, I would not be looking to acquire him right now. I just don't think that's a good idea. And Will Disley, like, while I like him and it's hard to find tight ends, I think that you should probably be giving up less to try to get Will Disley.
Okay.
Just to show you some goodwill here that I can have fun with this rivalry.
Yeah.
They finished with thanks Boomer Sooner.
Oh.
But I will still give the question.
All right.
Standard PPR, they need to play one, Snead, Hardman, or Slayton?
Slayton. I would as much as I hate the game tonight, and all the players in it really, except for, really kind of Sony Michel, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, and really don't even love Tom Brady because of the weather. Yeah, that one's tough. I'd go Slayton. That's not really any good options, but I would at least go with the guy who's the number one probably for his offense tonight due to injuries.
All right, JD, this says, I'm constantly struggling with my flex. Stop complaining. PPR, Josh Gordon, or Devontae Freeman?
I would go Devontae Freeman this week. Josh Gordon's one of those guys where it's a great matchup, so if you have to play him, I think that you're okay playing him tonight and just kind of hoping that things work out and that the weather's not as bad and it doesn't rain as hard and the wind's not blowing as much. But at the end of the day, I think it's that kind of spells a recipe for a lot of dink and dunk passes. And maybe you get lucky and get a 60-yarder with Josh Gordon, but I'd rather have Devontae Freeman, whose volume I think that or at least is more guaranteed in my mind, even if he is splitting time with Ito Smith right now.
Standard league, they're looking for a flex spot. Breida, you know my answer on that. Breida, Mixon, McCoy, or Fitzgerald?
Larry Fitzgerald, I'd probably go ahead and go with him. Look, Breida I like a lot, but a few things that happened in that game that are very concerning to me. It's all of the running backs that are getting involved and being used, and Breida's never going to be the goal line back in any of those packages. So that's one thing that concerns me. And then the O-line, the injury, the right tackle, McGlinchey is out for 4 to 6 weeks. And the most concerning one is Kyle Juszczyk, who is out for the next 4 to 6 weeks as well. And the lead blocker, and really a big reason why that run game has gotten going. So Breida is a guy that I'm selling high right now. If I can get somebody to buy into what he just did, and they saw the 83-yarder, and they know he's electric and all that stuff. Yes, I want that because I don't think it's going to be quite as productive for the next 4 to 6 weeks, especially when there's three guys splitting the carries in that backfield.
Talking fantasy football with J.D. Lewis. J.D., this one says, I got Mahomes for David Johnson on a steal trade. Wait, let's just stop on that. How does that happen? Is that a massive deal? It sounds massive.
No, I don't think so. I think that Mahomes has been a little bit more gettable because he's had some rough games the last few weeks. He's got the ankle injury that's kind of hobbled him a little bit. They keep saying he's fine and it's just minor, but at the end of the day, that is concerning. And so David Johnson's got the back issue, so I don't know that anybody really stole this deal. I think it sounds like a fair trade if someone really needed a running back, needed a quarterback and had a lot of running backs to give, giving up a David Johnson who, if he is having back issues and those things tend to linger sometimes, could be problematic for more than just 1 week. And so I don't know that we're going to know right this second that there's a clear winner of that deal, but I do think Patrick Mahomes will score a whole lot more points, just pure points the rest of the way. So I do like it if you've got Mahomes in that situation, if you had the running back depth to be able to withstand David Johnson going away.
Okay, so now that they have Mahomes, they're asking, should I play Pringle if Watkins is out?
No, I mean, you have to have a better option than that. Now, Pringle is not a guy that I would say is going to be a reliable option week to week. Yeah, he could have a big week. And if you don't have, I mean, if there's anything even close to a better option, I would go ahead and go with that one over Pringle. But if you have to play Pringle, you know, there are probably worse guys out there that you'd have to start as well.
James Conner or Melvin Gordon? Don't know what type of league it is.
Melvin Gordon. I think that the Steelers' offense is going to be pretty rough this week. And whether it's Mason Rudolph, Devlin Hodges, whoever it is, they're going to need to try to rely on the run game. Jalen Samuels out, so Conner could get a lot of volume. I just don't know that they'll do a whole lot with it. So I think Melvin Gordon has a bounce-back week this week, especially against that Pittsburgh defense that has been pretty good against the air. And I think Melvin Gordon is going to run the ball a pretty fair amount and start taking over this backfield this week.
JD, it says PPR flex Juju or Damian Williams.
Oh man, that's such a tough question for anybody. I would say Damian Williams. Just because I know that he'll at least get 12, 15 carries and maybe 4 or 5 receptions at least probably. Whereas with Juju, there's so many questions with the quarterback situation, and I just don't know. I just don't think that offense is going to do anything, really. So I would bench Juju for the time being until we know more about the quarterback situation.
We got a trade proposal here. I give Saquon Barkley. I get Matt Stafford and Marlon Mack. My current quarterback is Baker Mayfield.
I think you can do better. I think you can do a lot better than that. I like Marlon Mack just fine, but if you're giving up Saquon Barkley, who, again, number one pick, the consensus number one overall fantasy guy, basically the week before he comes back, and it's looking like he's going to be a freaky bounce back, and so they're making him take a little bit more time off. He'd like to be able to go now if he could, but they're forcing him to wait. I think he comes back next week. I don't see why you would want to trade him in this situation unless you are getting – really, in a 2-for-1 trade, you need to get a serviceable or a starting running back, and then you need to get either a stud receiver or another running back, depending on where you need depth and where that's at. You have to get two starters for one stud like Saquon, and so I would not do that deal. I would find something better, and you should be able to find something better.
JD says half-point PPR flex, Scary Terry or Breida or Chris Thompson, help me.
I like Scary Terry this week. I think that, you know, with Case Keenum being the starter, that's who he performed well with. And their defense isn't getting any better. They're going to continue to give up points no matter who they're going against. So I like Scary Terry this weekend.
All right, you got to pick two out of these four. Todd Gurley, Malcolm Brown, Jordan Howard, or Chris Thompson?
So right now it's Chris Thompson and Jordan Howard because you've got to wait and see what's going on with the Gurley Malcolm Brown situation. Gurley has a thigh contusion, which may keep him out of the game this week. They're saying that he's day to day. The worst case scenario is that he's out all week and then he plays and you don't have any idea what that split's going to be like, in which case you can't play Gurley or Malcolm Brown. If Gurley is out, then I think that you go with Malcolm Brown and Chris Thompson. If Gurley, again, is active, I just want to avoid that backfield altogether between Malcolm Brown and Gurley. So really that means I'm sitting Gurley this week no matter what.
Talking fantasy football with J.D. Lewis. J.D., it says Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson.
Lamar Jackson every week. I'm a big proponent when you have one of those top two or three quarterbacks that you stick with them and no matter what the matchup is and you don't try to guess it. And so Lamar's already proven that he's got higher upside than just about any other quarterback out there besides Mahomes just because of what he's doing with his leg. Now, Russell Wilson's playing incredible football right now. But that team still ultimately wants to run the ball. And if they can run the ball effectively, then Russell Wilson could have games where he's not going to do a whole lot. And so I don't want to pick and choose when that's going to happen. I just want to ride Lamar Jackson and go try to trade Russell Wilson for somebody that needs a quarterback.
PPR league, Devontae Freeman, James White, or Jordan Howard?
I'm still sticking with Devontae Freeman. I think that he's been more involved in the passing game. It's only a matter of time before they get that running game going, and if they don't, he still has value in that PPR format. And so, and I expect more points to be scored. Again, the best recipe for a guy that like Devontae Freeman and even all the receivers in Atlanta is when you have a really bad defense that can't stop anybody, that has to throw the ball all the time, and you get a lot of, you know, games that might be over, games that might be 17-point games already, and so then the team is just going to drag it out, throw a bunch, just like what we saw with the Cowboys against the Packers, where all of a sudden Dak had 460 yards passing just because of the way that the game flow happened. So, it's interesting how that all can go down, obviously.
JD, somebody trying to figure out which James they want, half-point PPR, James White or James Conner?
That one is really tough, really, really tough. I think a lot of short passes tonight, which would say James White, or you get all the volume, all the goal line carries, everything with James Conner. I see their conundrum. I would probably go ahead and wait and go with James Conner in that situation as opposed to playing James White in a Thursday night game.
Okay.
I saw a fantasy show this week, and they were saying Russell Wilson, I guess, is the top fantasy quarterback right now. I want to get your thoughts on him, and someone asked, do I start Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson's been great, and he's, you know, as he's gotten more of his receivers healthy, he's been even better. The running game is starting to get it going a little bit. So all around, they've been really solid. Russell Wilson is a guy that, he's going to distribute it out to a bunch of guys, so there's really not one huge benefactor. Tyler Lockett so far has been that. If you've got Russell Wilson, I think you've got a top five, top six quarterback the rest of the way you get some consistency with and then you get some pops with. But I think Lamar Jackson is probably even higher pops and a guy that on a week-to-week basis I would just favor just a little bit higher than Russell Wilson. So I want to stick with Lamar Jackson every single week.
Chargers or 49ers defense?
49ers, I feel like that game, as good as the 49ers have been, that the Rams will actually be able to move the ball. So I would go with the Chargers.
Okay.
Better on-ball defender, Justin Mason or Doge Balbe? Good question.
I like that one.
That's actually a really, really difficult question to answer. I think I played a whole lot more against Justin, so I would have to go with Mace just because he played me more often. They both were really tough. Neither one of them you really could get around. And I got shut down by Mace more than Doge, I think, so I'd have to go with that.
Okay.
JD's going with the if he can shut me down, yeah, he's got to be better. I mean, come on. He's got to be better. Talking with JD Lewis, fantasy football. We try to do it every Thursday. JD, PPR flex, Jeffrey, M. Brown, and B. Cook.
I don't know if that's Malcolm Brown or Marquise Brown. If we're just talking wide receiver, it's probably Marquise Brown. Brandon Cook.
That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't want to mess with Brandon Cook. So I would actually go Marquise Brown this week.
Okay.
All right, this says Sony Michel or Melvin Gordon non-PPR.
I would roll Sony Michel just because of the weather and everything. I think that this really, again, short passes and runs, and with Rex Burkhead being out as well for this game, at least that's what the reports have been, is that Rex Burkhead would be out. So I would give Sony Michel.
Somebody wanted to know if you'd like the James White idea tonight as a flex in a standard league.
Look, I don't ever like the idea of James White in a standard league. So, yeah, I think he'll gain some yards, but I just don't, you know, he's not a reliable touchdown scorer. and he has to score touchdowns really either on third down, so you're hoping for a third and goal from like the 8 yard line situation for him to score, and that's still usually going to get thrown into the end zone. So it all depends. Always depends on what your options are, but I don't think you get cute and go James White in a standard league.
Okay.
If Julio is healthy, thoughts on starting Ridley as well versus Fuller?
Oh, yeah. I like Fuller this week over Ridley, unless Julio for any reason is out. Even if he's a little bit limited, I like what Fuller finally did last week, and we talked about Fuller and talked about how he was due last week. And obviously this offense is going finding ways to get him the ball now. I mean, he had something like 18 or 20 targets. I mean, it was crazy. So, I would continue to ride that hot hand with Will Fuller.
Wentz or Goff, PPR?
This week with Todd Gurley, the whole Todd Gurley situation and the Rams defense not playing very well these days, I think that Goff has to throw the ball a whole lot. So I would go with Jared Goff as opposed to the tough matchup at Minnesota for Wentz.
Okay.
Oh, I like this one. Brady or Rodgers?
Ooh.
Man, yeah, that one's tough. I would go with Brady. I expect a heavy Aaron Jones game for that Packers matchup. So I would go with Brady tonight and just hope a lot of those dink and dunks just turn into touchdown passes. I mean, I think the line in Vegas, the prop on Brady is something like 278 passing yards or something. And so I feel like you can expect it to be right around that, not a whole lot higher or lower, and just hope that he gets you 3 touchdowns. But, yeah, I would go with Brady.
All right, JD, on the personal side, Lazar texted us and said he has jerseys for you, so stop by Cooley when you get a chance.
Hey, Rob, I want some gear too, man.
Yeah, what's up?
I got to call Rob.
What's up, Lazar?
No,
come on, man.
I'm telling you guys, I literally, like, I had 3 pairs of basketball shoes from my playing days, and I think the last pair literally just blew out. So I'm in need of buying basketball shoes, which I haven't done since, like, before high school. So, Rob, if you're listening, holler at me.
Yeah, no, dude, I didn't make the text up. He literally texted.
Yeah, no, he really did text us.
Yeah, go see him. Go to Cooley.
He's the man.
Check it out.
He's the man, dude. He's the one
Rob's
that got me
kid,
hooked
dude.
On cinnamon toothpicks. I'm telling you, those things are like crack.
Oh, man.
Hold on cinnamon what?
Toothpicks.
Cinnamon toothpicks. And look,
that's better than
and he takes it to another level. He's not buying those, like, you know, store-bought cinnamon toothpicks. He's got, like cinnamon, like concentrated cinnamon oil that he dips his own toothpicks in, and that it is for real. I loved it.
Oh, everything that dude does is for real. There's no doubt about that. All right, the fantasy question from someone else, JD, is flex one in a half-point PPR. James White, OBJ, Olsen, thanks. You're the real MVP.
Heck yeah. That's the situation. A point and a half PPR, James White. I think you'll get those receptions tonight. You'll guarantee probably at least 5 to 6, maybe more. And so with that scoring setting, I like James White, and I like the idea of benching OBJ this week. Look, he's going to go off, but at this point, he's proven that he has to go off before he should be in your starting lineup, because that Cleveland offense and him and Baker are just not on the same page, and they're doing gimmicky things to try to get him involved, like having him throw passes and stuff. And I don't like what I'm seeing right now. And until further notice, I'm parking OBJ on the bench.
Yeah.
Two-parter here. Someone wants to know if they should keep Colt McCoy as their backup, or is he done? And they also want to know Dallas or Green Bay D.
I like Dallas's D this week, and I would go ahead and let Colt McCoy go, let the dream go. I love Colt. It really is horrible that he was served up as the sacrificial lamb against the Patriots, and now all of a sudden he's not starting this week when he's got a little bit easier of a matchup. I would like to have seen that. But at the end of the day, I think it is what it is, and I still don't even know if he's going to be active as the backup quarterback or the third quarterback, or what that situation is going to be like. So I guess we'll all learn that together. But I think that what we know for certain is that he does not have fantasy viability, no matter how much we love him.
Someone also said, thanks, y'all. FYI, JD's advice is crushing it this year. Always have to tune in.
How about that? Crushing it. Let's get one more crush in here. JD, standard league, Watson or Russell Wilson?
So this is another one of those situations where I'd like to try to trade Russell Wilson, because Deshaun Watson has got to be your guy week to week, because you don't want to accidentally bench him the week that he absolutely goes off, like last week. He absolutely went off, and the week, you know, 2 weeks before, people were extremely frustrated, and some people even benched him. And so you don't want to miss those big explosive games, and that's why a guy like Deshaun Watson will start in your lineup every week, just because he's got so many great weapons around him. And Russell Wilson does too, but they're not DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller.
Yeah, that is fair. All right, that's J.D. Lewis, Fantasy Football Talk on Thursdays. If you didn't get your question in, go to Twitter, at J.D. Lewis Radio. Tweet him your questions. He will help you out. We are assuming that J.D. is going to become – he's already a father, but that he's going to become a father for the second time next week. So, J.D., we'll assume we won't talk to you next week. But 2 weeks from now, we'll hopefully get you back on if you've gotten any sleep at all, and we may talk some fantasy football and maybe, you know, fathering skills and diaper changing techniques and stuff like that.
Yeah, back at it. And if I say the wrong names and I'm like slurring my words, you know why? Uh-huh. It's because of the lack of sleep.
Man, best of luck with everything.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
It is obviously, as you know, a magical, wonderful time, and now it's going to be times two for you. So certainly give her our best, and we hope everything goes smoothly. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
See you, J.D.
Great stuff. J.D. Lewis, Fantasy Football.
And call Lazar.
And go see Lazar at Cooley. Shout out to Lazar. All right. Before we go any further, let's have Kevin tell you who you may want to, contact, and that's Apple Leasing.
Yeah, that'd be a shout out to Apple Leasing. They've been doing this for 30-plus years. They've been saving people money. We talk about it. You see it a lot with food. It's like, well, if that place has hung around for 30 years, they're doing something right. And that's what Apple Leasing does. I mean, they're all about saving us money and really all about being flexible. So if you've got maybe a little special lease and something in mind, it's like, well, I don't want to go the traditional lease. Talk to them. Let them know what you're looking for. And if they can say yes, they will. You can call them, 877-593-5797. That's 877-593-5797. Or you can do everything online. Great website, appleleasing.com. They have reps on the lower right-hand side. So if you've got specific detailed questions, go ahead and fire it off. And the great thing about it, you can do it in the AC, watching the Astros right now. You can do it watching Texas on the weekend. You can do it whenever you want, because you can do everything from this website. Talk to the reps or take that free quote, the free lease quote, and tell them what you want. Any make, any model, or tell them what you want to spend. Rates as low as 2.9%. Very friendly people. And like I said, they do not like to say no. So if you've got something in mind, maybe a little different, give them a call or get online and let them know.
Kevin, what did I say earlier is exactly what the Astros needed at the beginning of this game tonight.
You said Garrett Cole needs a strikeout too, and George Springer needs to get on. But, you know, you said – you nailed it. You said they got to get up early.
I said early lead would be good, and also Springer dinger would be good. It wasn't quite that good, but he did score. Somebody brought him in. We'll tell you who did. We'll update you on the game coming up in the Big Three. And then Kevin's got one and done for you. Longhorn Weekly with Tom Herman will follow us. And we're here till 7 getting you signed up for Texas Kansas tickets, thanks to Coors Light and the Silver Bullet Seats. More coming on the Horn. Rolling through a Thursday. It's a fantastic sound right there. What do you got, Sam Pika?
This is Stellar Funguka by Slave.
Very nice. Earlier in the show, in one of the voicemails, one of our listeners called in and said Sam Pika is now officially an honorary brother, and he's been invited to a barbecue as long as he brings the music. They're going to bring the barbecue, and Sam brings the music.
I can see it. I can totally see it.
It was very cool. All right. We are out here at HEB on 79. If you're an Astros fan and you've been gripping all day and you've been freaking out, we might be able to ease your pain. Let's go Big Three right now.
The Big Three. The Big Three is brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Astros fans, let's start checking boxes for you. According to StatCast, 15 of Garrett Cole's 19 pitches in the first inning were four-seamers that averaged 97.7 miles per hour. Tampa Bay didn't score anything. Astros come to bat. Mr. Springer gets on. Altuve brings him in. Then Bregman doubles in Altuve and Brantley. Then Gurriel singles, which brings in Bregman. It is 4-0. The inning has ended. 4-0 Astros after one early lead. Crowd feeling good in Houston, Kevin.
You just could not have.
Huge.
You couldn't draw it up any better. Oh. I mean, it's like what we talked about. I wasn't talking about necessarily 4-0. I mean,
right.
but you absolutely take it. And, yeah, I mean, we're not watching it right now. I can only imagine that plays, that there's just a sense of relief. And, all right, let's just go play baseball now. You got a 4-0 lead. And that was the question that I have with Glass now. You know, if everything's straight and if that breaking ball's not working, I know it's 98, I know it's 99, but it's an elite fastball, but it's still a fastball. And if these guys are looking for it, then I was kind of hoping they'd get off to this start. We may actually end up getting our championship series in the American League.
I was going to say
maybe,
that.
Maybe. This isn't going to be a musical thing like where you kill people.
Unless you live in St. Louis or Washington, we definitely didn't get the NLCS anybody thought they were looking for. But the ALCS matchup is still out there, and the Astros are off to a great start in getting there. So end of the first, 4-0. We'll get you another couple updates on that one. Obviously, we've talked about the NLCS matchup. Washington and St. Louis all set up for tomorrow. Tonight in football, on the college side, you got Syracuse and NC State. That's on ESPN at 7. Both are 3-2. Texas State on TV tonight. Coach Spav and the crew hosting ULM 8:15 on ESPNU. And then tonight in the NFL, we know one NFL team shows up, and they're going to get after Daniel Jones. We'll see if the Giants can do anything. Giants at the Patriots. Patriots 5-0 coming in. Fox and NFL Network, Gronkowski on the pregame show and halftime screaming and yelling. We'll see what that looks like. Also, real quick, out of the world of baseball, we hadn't mentioned today, Phillies did fire Gabe Kapler after two seasons, so Bryce Harper's team needs a new manager.
They were 81-81. I think that team, individually, there's a lot of talent. I kind of question the sum, but they should be better than 500, and you could kind of see that one coming. We'll see if he can take a page out of A.J. Hinch in that book, being a young former player who your first managerial job doesn't go exactly like you thought, and you kind of rehab that part of your career.
All right, there's your big three. We do it every day on the 30s. Also, right about this time, 6:35 or so, we bring you One and Done. If you don't know a lot about Kevin Dunn, well, baseball-wise, first of all, he knows a ton of it, but he's also a Cubs fan, so he loves 2016, and he can talk a lot about it. We'll see what he wants to talk about here. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Well, hi, hello. 4-0 here, and this is absolutely huge. This is gigantic. I thought Houston would get off to a good start, but the fact that Gerrit Cole was able to get two strikeouts and to set them down, no hits, he did walk a guy, that had to kind of relax this Houston offense a little bit. Springer really is the key for me to them. I mean, Springer had the best year he's ever had, almost hit 300, I think 292. I mean, he's hitting bombs everywhere. And the fact that he's able to get it started, and then you get to that lineup with Brantley, Altuve, Bregman. The back half of the lineup's really good. Reddick runs hot and cold. We know that. And I think Maldonado is catching today. So it really is about those first seven guys getting that thing set up. And to get now a 4-1 lead is still really damn big. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. I'm happy that they were able to get this start, too. Not only as a baseball fan who wants to see Yankees-Astros, but more importantly as someone I usually want to see the better team win, and I think Houston's the better team.
The one run is a homer. Sogard hits
Eric Sogard from Stanford.
Solo shot in the second inning.
Acquired him from Toronto. He had a pretty good year.
To get things started. So 4-1 is the lead right now for the Astros. The 1, 2, 3, and 4 hitters are all 1-for-1 with a run scored. Not a bad way to start the game for the Astros. And that's the start they needed, but obviously now you gotta continue and finish it out. Gerrit Cole on the hill for the Astros. And, yesterday was such a crazy day in baseball. We'll see where this one goes.
Yeah.
But obviously yesterday was so nutty with the Braves getting slaughtered and then the Dodgers screwing around and losing their game. But so far, good start for the Astros.
My question with St. Louis was, going back and looking at that, do you pull Flaherty earlier?
How long they let him go?
I think six.
Wow, that's a good question.
You know?
Right? One, I mean, that's – because that's not just – it's not like the Astros here.
No, no, you know, no, right, no.
Four runs is a whole – and this was 10 in the first inning, an all-time record, 13 quickly. Like, in the first few innings, it was
that's what I'm
13.
Thinking. More at 13 where it's like, okay, it's 13 nothing. He's gone three here, and they kept him in there. I mean, I know baseball people kind of go back and forth on that one, but that was the type of separation where you really look at it and thinking, well, maybe we could kind of front-load him for the next series. You're right. You're exactly right. This is not the case right now. This baby just got started.
Real quick before this break, a question that just popped into my head I haven't asked you this week about. We asked plenty of stuff about Jalen Hurts, but not this specifically. From what you've seen from Jalen Hurts and what Lincoln Riley's trying to do with him, what type of throws would you dial up for him in this game?
For Jalen Hurts.
You've talked about he really needs to go down the field, and if he can press the ball down the field, that's how Oklahoma ultimately wins. What type of throws do you think he'd be comfortable with in this ball game?
So you're saying if I'm Lincoln Riley,
you're
and
Lincoln.
OU, okay.
You want to find
– I think we've been taking, like, what
exactly.
should Texas do?
Right.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I really think the sprint out stuff that they do where he can throw back and throw either that backside post or you've got a drag coming with that where he can use level one and level two of that intermediate stuff while still
yep.
getting him on the run. So changing the launch pad, and it allows him, I think 60 something percent of his rushing yards have been on technical scrambles to where
wow.
he doesn't like how open it is. So he can take off. I would always give him that pass run option, but I would change the target. And I think they're best whenever they start action one way and then can at least throw backside, and you've got some other check down stuff too.
Yeah, the stuff
it's
that
a good
I,
question though.
The stuff I thought, like I'm envisioning that throw. Remember that roll, that big rollout pass against Georgia in the SEC title game where he rolled out to his right and hit a big throw down that right sideline.
Yep.
Like those kind of throws, I think if
the throws he couldn't make while he lost his job and he
right.
started to make those.
And started to give you a little bit of it. He's giving you a little bit of that this year. And then the question for Texas is, can you just prove you're the best defense he's faced? Can you be there? Can you give him a window that he just hasn't seen yet because
yeah.
he's facing
Kansas?
Can
you tighten that up?
And yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's one of those where I still have questions about him and just how accurate of a passer he is. To me, accuracy, a lot of that is God-given, and you're born with it. And I've talked about it with Drew. We saw that as kids. But you can also get better, so you can improve that, and there's mechanical things you can work on, and the play calling, and the scheme, and what you're keying, and all that, and reading defenses. I mean, all those things are things that you can get better at, but I want to see him thread some needles if he has to. These guys
yep.
have been wide-ass open.
Exactly.
Put
yep.
a little under it, right?
Yeah, they've.
You don't need to necessarily nail that
uh-huh.
pass.
Yep, Texas needs to make him do that. Make him throw into those windows. Speaking of Jalen Hurts and the Oklahoma offense, more discussion on that coming up. Todd Orlando is the early guest on Longhorn Weekly. And then, of course, Tom Herman rolling along after that. You ever want to check it out live, noon on Thursdays at the Pluckers campus location is where they record that. So that is coming up. Then 8 o'clock, it's Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. Right now, though, it is Craig Way with a Craig Way Sports Report on the Horn. All right, just about to wrap it up for a Thursday. What are we closing with here, Sam?
This is the SOS Band, Take Your Time, Do It Right.
Yeah, SOS Band, that's fantastic. Sam Pika producing for us today. Thanks to Patrick and Sean on this end for getting us all set up. Thanks to all the great folks for coming by and saying hello today. Josh just came by to say hello, and we do appreciate that. Also, one of our fans is on the line and apparently is furious. I don't know if he's furious at us or if he's just furious, so we'll find out. But apparently Bruce from Vallejo,
uh-oh.
Who's a massive...
Has Bruce been partying?
He's a massive Bama fan.
Patrick said party.
Patrick
probably.
Says he's probably been partying. Bruce, let's keep it clean, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys for having me on. And you know what? I'm not furious. I want to see what's going on with this. Like, you guys are about to, you know, have Texas. It's about to have Jalen Hurts, which is an Alabama SEC big guy coming up there and going to shut it to you. It's like, what do you guys
right.
think about how Jalen's going to put to that? How's that going to work?
Well, it sounds like you
Come
think
on,
he's going to really take it to Texas.
I'm about to say, Bruce, let's turn it around, man. He was benched for a reason, right?
That's true, but you know what? His passing, he is with the Yoda of the quarterbacks. Come on, man.
I agree with that.
Riley,
I agree.
Lincoln, yeah. Dude, let me tell you something. If Jalen Hurts wins the Heisman, which I don't think that's possible, but if he does, that they have to have their own trophy for Lincoln Riley. 3 years in a row, really? Come on. Really?
Yeah, but
come on.
Bruce, it is possible.
It's very possible.
It's very possible.
It really is. Are you kidding me? So, Bruce, are you – give us a
– Think about it. Oh, my God.
No, you're absolutely right. No, there's no doubt about it. So, give us a thought. Give us your prediction on the game. You've watched, obviously, Jalen play at Bama and followed him closely. You like Oklahoma to beat Texas?
I'm – you know what? I bleed crimson, but I'm a Texan, and I'm going Texan all the way. It's like he's not going to be able to pass on him, and I hope their other DBs – DBU comes through – with the UT. Come on, man. Come on. DBU's going to come through. Hey, but Chad, real quick, what do you think about my Bama folks coming into the 18 points? You think they're going to cover with your boys?
Yep.
That was quick.
You think they
I
are?
Do. I think you'll cover. I think you'll cover. Tell your friends to go to the chicken and have a great time.
God, that's so mean. It's like, you know what? I disagree. I'm taking A&M and the points all the way.
You think?
On the whatever.
Bruce. Yeah, Bruce. I hope you're right. I don't trust the Aggie offense right now. I don't know what they do well offensively, and I cannot pick anybody to cover a Bama line if that's what I think of their offense. I don't care who.
Well, let
you
me
are.
Tell you this. They're going to have probably 30, 40, 60-yard scampers with Mr. Mond over there. I'm just telling you because, you know what? The Bama defense is very suspect at best. You know, God bless. It's going to be a good game. Hey, hook 'em horns and roll freaking Tide.
There you go.
We appreciate it.
Good
Bruce.
To hear from you, Bruce. Did he just say the Bama defense is suspect?
Yeah, you know.
Come on, Bruce.
You know what that is, though?
Dude, it's more suspect than them playing Bowie. Trust me.
Come on. All right, Bruce.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. We appreciate it.
We're going to let you go, Bruce. We're going to let you go, man.
But what did we touch there?
Well, it was a big turner. I thought he was headed one direction.
He completely turned around.
Then everything turned around.
So Hurts was unbeatable. Then DBU's going to shut him down.
Yeah, first
I like that call.
First he was coming to get you. Then he couldn't pass.
But I think the whole defensive thing, they may not be the same as they have been, but isn't that all relative? Isn't that the opposite version of me saying, oh, this is the best offensive line we've had since 06.
Right, exactly.
You're not bragging on your school. You're more – but on that one, he's just being – he's being hypercritical.
Yeah, plus he's –
And I haven't seen enough from y'all offensively.
Yeah, no, that's it. I don't know what they do well offensively. That's a tough thing to say. 20, 30-yard scampers from Kellen Mond. I hope you're right, Bruce. Real quick, I'll give everybody something technical to watch in the A&M-Alabama game from the Aggies. Watch the 12 personnel from A&M. Jimbo Fisher digs it. He's got young tight ends.
Do y'all have enough to run 12?
They're finally starting to run a couple things. They finally ran a little bit of Mond and threw a little bit out of that set, but he loves the 12 personnel. Can they run it against Bama? No clue. I have no idea if they can be effective with it, but Jimbo is going to do it because he just loves the formation.
Yeah, I think 12 and 13 personnel maybe is fair.
He loves it.
The guy likes tight ends.
Oh, my God.
And he can do a lot of different things with it, move them around and play around with some waggles.
He loves it. Let's get you a Texas football update and one last thing here.
One last thing.
Pittman! So, I believe this gets referenced on Longhorn Weekly from what Patrick is telling us, but Chris Ash, the former Rutgers coach, apparently is going to be hanging out in Austin. He and Tom Herman have a pre-existing relationship.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So, they were together at Iowa State when Tom Herman was an OC, and they would have come in here and won, I believe, in 2010. And look, I mean, it's tough to tell with Ash. You know, I'm sure he's a good football coach, but he was 8-32, I believe, in the 3+ years, was fired this year.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I don't want to say an impossible job, but a really tough job. And the only guy who's ever figured out to, you know, crack that code may get that job again.
Which would be, what, Shiano?
Your guy. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize they were going to go back to that. All right, so just something to maybe keep an eye on, and that is coming right up, Longhorn Weekly. First, you get a little Todd Orlando, then it's Tom Herman talking Texas and Oklahoma. Also, Astros fans still 4-1 in the early part of that ball game.
Finish this, y'all.
We'll talk about that. Big Friday show with the roundtable tomorrow. Come see us at Twin Peaks in Addison. We'll crank it up at 1 with Rod's show. Thanks to everybody here at HEB for having us out. Always great to get out and see the people. Enjoy Longhorn Weekly and have a great Thursday evening. Soccer Matters right after that on the Horn. See ya!
Nah, get chuckin', Joaquin.